Welcome to This Week in Astrology. This is episode number 514 for November 25th through December 1st, 2019. Welcome to This Week in Astrology, deepening your astrological wisdom since 2007. Thanks so much for listening. I'm your host, Benjamin Bernstein, broadcasting from thisweekinastrology.com. To get to a specific part of the show, including the forecast for a particular date, check out the index at astroshaman.com. Click blog on the menu bar, then choose astrology podcasts from the blog categories. You can also read this forecast online by going to the blog and choosing the astrology forecasts category. A Sagittarius new moon highlights the week of November 25th, along with Neptune stationing direct. We also have a grand trine beginning with Mars, Neptune, and the North Node, and the second peak of a flowing cradle. What's old as we come into this week? We've got a waning moon, Neptune retrograde through November 27, Chiron through December 12th, and Uranus through January 10th. And one more thing, we will in this show be announcing our free session winner for December. So if you've ever sent your chart info in, listen up, it could be you. Now, let's move on to our new days of the forecast. On Tuesday, November 26th, November's new moon aligns at 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 4 degrees, 3 minutes Sagittarius. Any Sagittarius new moon is great for new beginnings or fresh energy in a variety of areas. These include foreign travel and influences, as well as higher education and acting as the professor, philosopher, or guru. Pursue that quest or adventure, publish that information, and make time to celebrate and have fun. Sagittarius can overdo things, and this new moon has no restraining aspects, so it might be best not to chow down that seventh serving of dessert at Thanksgiving dinner. The U.S. Thanksgiving holiday is 2 days after this lunation. Exercise appropriate self-control if excessive indulgence could have negative consequences. And be careful about getting on your soapbox. This energy could make it easier to mistakenly believe that you're right and everybody else is wrong. Aspects. The Sun and Moon conjoin Pallas Athena. This suggests that you pursue your goals with strategy, tact, and skillful negotiation. Pallas is a warrior goddess, but she prefers diplomacy to battle. With a tight quincunx from Uranus, make whatever adjustments are needed to express your authentic self and follow your intuitive flashes. A Chiron trine smoothly supports healing and mentoring. The luminaries receive a Juno sextile, which supports harmonious, energetic connections with your committed partners. Finally, bracketing semi-sextiles from Mars and Ceres contribute energy and abundance. This new moon Sabian symbol is an old owl perched high up in a tree. The owl is associated with wisdom, and it could take considerable effort for a human to climb high into a tree. Are you willing to expend the effort needed to gain the wisdom you need? And if you've already gained some wisdom, do you give enough of a hoot to share it with the world? On Wednesday, November 27th, Neptune, which turned retrograde on June 21st around 19 Pisces, stations direct today, November 27th, around 16 Pisces. Outer planets like Neptune are retrograde for about 5 months each year. Their transits affect us pretty much the same, whether they're direct or retrograde. In my June 21 forecast, I invited you to reflect on how Neptune's astrological meanings express in your life. Its high expressions include divine union, inspired creativity, and unconditional love and compassion. Neptune's challenging expressions include substance abuse, excessive escapism, and aimless drifting. Confusion, delusion, and playing the victim are also on the low side list. While Neptune's been retrograde, what insights have you gained about how its energy manifests in your life? Now that Neptune's direct, what changes are you inspired to make in these areas? The more you cultivate a planet's high expressions, the less energy it has left to trouble you on the low side. Of course, it's not always that simple, especially when dealing with serious challenges such as addiction. Do what you can with intention and seek help if you need it. Also, on Wednesday, November 27th, Neptune makes one exact aspect here as it turns direct, a Neptune-Vesta sextile. That's Neptune, 16 Pisces, Vesta, 16 Taurus. Vesta represents selfless service to a higher cause. How are you inspired to help make the world a better place, in a way that doesn't only benefit you? Is it time for you to put more energy in that direction? On Thursday, November 28th, we have three astrological reasons to be grateful on the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. The first is a grand trine featuring Mars, Neptune, and the North Node. It starts today on November 28th, peaks on December 8th, and ends on December 16th. This flowing aspect pattern makes it easier for you to put vigorous, flowing energy toward your life purpose. Your natal chart has lots of specific information about your life purpose, but there's a simpler way to start aligning with the reason you incarnated. Just do what you're most enthusiastic about. Mars and Scorpio can generate plenty of that enthusiasm. Neptune can flow in all the divine inspiration you need. Finally, the North Node in Cancer reminds you that it's easiest to fulfill your life purpose when you follow your heart. You'll feel strong emotional resonance when you align with your true north. If you're involved in the imaginative arts, this grand trine should provide you with extra creative inspiration. Also, on Thursday, November 28th, today's grand trine isn't our only creatively inspiring event. A Venus-Uranus trine, Venus 3 Capricorn, Uranus 3 Taurus, provides flowing support for imaginative expression. Uranus can flash down fresh ideas, while Capricornian Venus can give you the focus and discipline to manifest them. This trine can also provide fresh ideas and stable support for your relationships and money matters. Finally, on Thursday, November 28th, your creative juju gets even more support from a Venus-Neptune quintile, Venus 4 Capricorn, Neptune 16 Pisces. In this creative context, Venus represents your personal creativity, Neptune is divine inspiration, and the quintile gives these two planets a magical fairy dust connection. This quintile can also add a special sparkle to your personal connections or flow in helpful financial insights. On Friday, November 29th, do you want to do some good for a worthy cause? The cradle that has its second peak today, featuring Mercury, Vesta, Saturn, and Neptune, opens a special window of opportunity. Vesta is the asteroid goddess who represents selfless service. She's opposing Mercury, who embodies learning and communication. With Mercury in Scorpio, you can do deep dive learning about the worthy cause you're serving. You can also communicate its value to others with authenticity, passion, and persistence. That leaves Saturn and Neptune. They're the perfect partnership for Law of Attraction. Neptune supports imagination, while Saturn excels at manifestation. So clearly visualize the final result you want from your efforts. Saturn and Neptune also support embodied awakening. Maintaining this state is surprisingly easy with my embodied awakening invocation. You can get a link to that in the show notes. And the flow state it provides will make you far more effective in your service to that worthy cause. This cradle started on November 7th. Because of Mercury turning direct, this aspect pattern had its first peak on November 13th, has its other peak today, November 29th, and wraps up on December 5th. I have a few announcements for you. Thanks to those who sent in their charts in the last month, including Kat, Julie, and Jane. You're now all eligible to win a free session every month, as well as have your chart featured in my Part 1 listener charts, which are going to start up again here real soon. In fact, let me start off the announcements with two pieces of great news about the pricing for my one-to-one services. For those of you who cannot afford my regular rates, sliding scale is back. I've also eliminated the advance payment requirement. Now you can just pay when you do your session. And it's going to get even better. Be sure to check out the Black Friday through Cyber Monday promotion in my email newsletter. I'll be sending out a special one this week. You can pre-purchase sessions with me at an amazingly low price and use them anytime through the end of 2020. Again, check out my email newsletter later this week for full details. If you're not already subscribed to the Astro Shaman News, then there's a link to that in the show notes. Would you like to amaze your clients with your insightful astrology readings? Learn how in the Astrology Mentoring Membership. You can participate in video group mentoring calls with me, along with other members. You'll get access to over 100 videos and MP3s, which you can use to deepen your astrological expertise at your own pace. And you'll be able to connect with others who share your passion for astrology in a distraction-free, members-only forum. You get tremendous value at an affordable price, and you can try it all risk-free since you're protected by our 30-day money-back guarantee. Look in the show notes or just go to astrologymentoring.com. Our free session winner is Christine. This is the Christine born January 23rd of 1963 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Christine, if that's you, just pop me an email, info@astroshaman.com. Let me know your time of birth and your email, and we'll get you confirmed and set up for your free session. Congratulations, Christine. And remember, we do this every month, so if you've ever sent your info in, keep listening. It could be you next time. We have more announcements. Shift from suffering to bliss with Awakening Plus, my online spiritual support membership. It'll empower your journey of spiritual awakening with live spiritual and shamanic experiences, over 200 consciousness-shifting recordings, and nurturing community support. You can even pair up with an accountability partner to help you stay on track. You get all this and much more online and at a bargain price. Let Awakening Plus lift you to a higher place with maximum ease and grace. Check out the show notes or visit awakeningplus.com. I can serve you with astrology readings, shamanic healing, awakening activation, astrological event timing, and one-of-a-kind life coaching. All my one-on-one services are equally effective in person or long distance. I also offer two online memberships that I've already mentioned, and I offer an unbeatable price on Solarfire, the number one astrology software for Windows, along with an awesome bonus, 2 free months in my online astrology mentoring membership. That's worth $138. Learn about all this and more in the show notes. Go to astroshaman.com, click blog on the menu bar, then choose Astrology Podcast from the blog categories. Please reach out if you have any questions. My email is info@astroshaman.com, and my number for voice and text is 828-338-9852. I'd love to connect with you. We're wrapping up this episode. This Week in Astrology is honored to be chosen as one of the Internet's top 10 astrology podcasts. Check out our website where you can hear the show and subscribe to podcast updates. You can also do a single sign-up for 2 great opportunities, chances to win a free consultation and have your chart interpreted on the show. Go to thisweekinastrology.com. From there, you'll be redirected to the This Week in Astrology area of astroshaman.com. Whatever your sun sign, my forecast can help you make the best use of the current astrological energies. All dates and times are in the U.S. Eastern time zone. Events are most powerful on the dates listed, but their influence will be active for at least a week before and after. Everyone's affected by these global transits, but you'll be most powerfully impacted when moving planets activate sensitive points in your natal chart. Discover how these transits will personally affect you by booking a session with me. You can go to astroshaman.com. There's a link in the show notes, but just go to astroshaman.com. Services, Astrology Plus, it's all there. Thanks so much for listening. I wish you infinite blessings as the stars light your way.